Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the Patriots the best team in the AFC? And can you make an argument for and against that assessment?
Yeah, I can make an argument for it. Offensively, I think with the way Drake May is playing, with the deep ball and the quick strike stuff that they're able to do, and they've done it on a consistent basis. It hasn't been like one game here and a game there. It has been consistently throughout the course of the season that Drake May has just been unbelievable. And they have offensively been unbelievable when it comes to explosive plays in the passing game. That part I would make the argument for. I think they always, under Mike Vrabel, will be a great run defense team, you know. And that's always one of the ways you make teams one-dimensional and you've got a chance. You know, I would sit there and say the counterpart would be the Broncos defense is that good.
It's your final hour here. Final hour, Christian Arcand Show, WEEI, live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. It's nice to have you with us here tonight on this Tuesday, the 18th of November. And along with Boston, we're coming to you live up in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcand Show anytime you want on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And you can listen to the Arcand podcast on Apple, Spotify, and wherever it is that you get your podcast. That was Mark Schlereth on WEEI Afternoons. And you may have missed this, but in the crossover today, did you hear this, Joe? Andy called me his radio mentor.
I did hear that, and I thought, what an odd choice.
Really? I was,
nothing against you.
It's nice to hear it, I guess, but I was surprised that he said that, because he goes, oh, and my radio mentor. And I was like, oh, who's his radio mentor? I thought he was going to say, like, Dale Arnold or something. Like, I didn't think he was going to say me. And he goes, Christian Arcand. I was like, me? I burst out laughing. So my mentee there, Andy Hart, asking the question. And I do think that if I am indeed his mentor, I failed him in one very specific regard. Andy, you got to stop breathing so loud while the guy's answering the question. You just got to stop. It's just in the background during the whole answer. I think it was him. Could have been Fitzy, I guess. But it sounded like Andy. That sounded like Andy breathing. I worked with Andy for one book's worth of shows. And, you know, when you work with people, you pick up on their little things. I never noticed that before, but I definitely noticed it during that answer. Got to regulate the breathing there. Regulate the breathing. It's not as easy as it looks to sit in this chair. Anyway, what Schlereth had to say there, I thought was very good. It was a good question and a good answer. He says the Patriots are the best team in the AFC because of their offense. The Broncos' defense would be the counterpoint. It's an offensive league. He's right about that. The team with the better offense is the team that you kind of have to look to. And when that's the case, the team with the better quarterback is generally going to be the team that you give the nod to, whether it's fair or not. And it doesn't always end up going that way. The better quarterback didn't win last year, that's for sure. But usually that's how the line gets made. That's how the public sort of looks at these matchups. it's quarterback, head coach, everything else after that. Defense is, you know, right up there too, obviously. But in this world we're living in right now, that's kind of where it starts. Patriots, the best team in the AFC. I think that's true. I think they are the best team in the AFC right now. They're playing the best right now. I think that they're playing better than the Broncos. The Broncos are winning games too. But if you're asking me who's playing better football, I think the Patriots are. DVOA would disagree with me, but I don't understand how to calculate DVOA, so screw DVOA. It has the Patriots in the negative. How's that possible? How can they possibly be negative DVOA with this win streak that they're on right now, with wins over Buffalo and Tampa Bay? I'm sorry, I don't buy that. They've had so many great plays in that span, too. Big-time downfield bomb passes, home run, 69-yard runs from their running back, like, great diving interceptions, one-handed intercept. You're telling me that doesn't register in DVOA? I just don't understand. I don't understand it then. Makes me think less of the stat, even though I don't get it in the first place. Now I don't get it, and I don't understand it. It's like in 40-year-old virgin. I don't understand what you're saying, so I'm going to assume that's disrespect. Basically what I'm doing here. Mark Schlereth also had this to say about Drake May and how he hasn't really faced any adversity so far this year, and how if he wants to make a deep run in the playoffs, that's something that needs to happen.
You know, sometimes those things are always good, you know, just to walk out and just get it handed to you. Sometimes is the best lesson you learn in those situations. I always say when things are going really well, you know, you get coached, but sometimes you don't receive the message as strongly as you need to. And when you're having that kind of streak, you know, the coach will say, hey, man, we play a good team. We're not going to get away with this mistake, and we're not going to get away with this. And then you just keep getting away with those mistakes, and you're like, oh, yeah, okay, okay, okay. And then all of a sudden it hits you. And you'd much rather have it hit you in the regular season than going, what, 18-0 before you got to the Super Bowl and losing that one? I'd rather learn that valuable lesson, and I tend to learn that lesson a little bit better after a good old-fashioned ass-whooping.
Good stuff there from him. And I think on some level he's kind of right about Drake May and the adversity. He's kind of right about that. But I also think that last season, was plenty of adversity. That was enough adversity for an entire career if you want to get into it. That was about as, like, you've seen other quarterbacks and other teams get set up to fail in various settings and situations. Sometimes the player's not good enough to succeed. Sometimes the player's, you know, good, but the situation they're in is just not good. And they're set up to fail. They don't have anyone to throw to. The offensive line's a sieve, and they're getting sacked a million times. Whatever it may be, you got an offensive coordinator, doesn't know how to use you. Head coach doesn't like you because they wanted to draft somebody else. Whatever the hell it is, who knows? There's all sorts of different things that can arise. But for Drake May, he was drafted onto a team that had a rookie head coach, a rookie offensive coordinator. Neither one of those two guys had ever even done that job before. It's not like you got some retread or someone who had a little bit of experience in that role. Neither one of them did. And you also had about as bad of an offensive line as maybe I've ever seen with that line last year, and an offensive cachet there, an offensive arsenal of weapons that was dreadful. I mean, it was about as bad of a situation as I can remember for a Patriots quarterback to be walking into. And I don't know if you can even really, like, you know, some of the guys that the Jets have drafted over the years, Zach Wilson, I don't think Zach Wilson was going to be good no matter what team he went to, but Zach Wilson gets drafted to this Jets team, and that was before they had Gardner and Wilson and Breece Hall and all them. Like, that was pretty tough. There was not much chance of him doing anything there. And there's other situations like that, but I'd say for Drake May and the Patriots, that right there, that was plenty of adversity. Now, it was last year. This year, they're actually experiencing some success, and you're not getting much in terms of pushback. That's true. That's fair. But he's also getting sacked an awful lot. They're not super strong in the red zone. He is making some bad mistakes. They've not come back to bite him quite yet. But in that Pittsburgh game, he had a couple turnovers. Ramondre Stevenson was the main culprit of that. But there was a little bit of adversity there. I don't think that Drake May has had a super easy time every single game. He doesn't even have a 300-yard game yet. He's completing passes at a very, very high rate. He's completing 72% of his passes. That's incredible. No question. But I don't think he's doing that because it's just so easy for him. He's throwing in the face of pressure, and he's getting hit a good amount. He's getting sacked a lot. He is making mistakes. What I think Schlereth is trying to say is that usually when that happens to a quarterback, it's, you know, not fool's gold here, not to borrow a quote from Cam Newton, but usually when that happens, when that's sort of the track that you're on, you have a lot harder of a time than Drake May's having. Almost like, you know, almost like it's a little bit of luck going on here. Not that this is all luck or there's some
it
luck.
It has fool's gold.
Unnecessary, Joe. But, yeah, I mean, I think that may fool's gold is a little strong, but I think that's kind of what Schlereth is getting at. You know, usually you go through all this, you get sacked all this much, you can't score in the red zone. You're making some bad decisions when you get down there, too. Usually that's not part of an 8-game win streak. It's just not, you know, like that's not the way those things go.
Check this out, though. First of all, you're throwing too many big words at me, okay? Now, because I don't understand them, I'm going to take them as disrespect.
That was a great, great scene. Kevin Hart, right? It's Kevin Hart. 617-779-7937. Johnny's in Brooklyn. Hey, Johnny. That's how I feel about DVOA, what Kevin Hart just said. Go ahead, Johnny.
Arkan, thanks for taking the call, man. I totally agree with you about the Patriots looking like the best team in the AFC currently. You got Josh Allen making some terrible passes, their defense giving up tons of points. The team that I want to ask you about is the Ravens, because mm-hmm. half of their season has been played without Lamar, and I know him in the playoffs seems like a team we could beat, but I do wonder, you know, do you think they're the team to be concerned with, or who do you think we should worry about? And thanks for taking the call.
You got it, Johnny. Thanks for checking in. I don't want to see the Ravens, but I'd rather see them than the Chiefs. If the Chiefs don't make it, then that obviously changes the conversation a lot. Vegas likes the Ravens better than you. Vegas likes the Ravens, the Chiefs, the Colts, the Bills, and the Broncos better than you, Patriots, in terms of Super Bowl odds. Now, that doesn't always mean everything. That's more of a look into the future than what they actually think of you right now. But they base that off of how things are going, and I just think that's strange. I think it's very, very strange that they're still on the outside of the top 10 looking in when it comes to odds to win the Super Bowl. This team that has really come together and gelled very quickly. And while there is some hesitancy, it seems like, on the part of the, you know, the markets and the bettors and the sharps and all these people, you would think that just while those people do have a big say in all these things, money starts coming in on the Patriots, and all any passive fan at a sports book or with a, you know, betting app has to do is just look and see their record and say, oh, wow, 9-2 and they're plus 1,800 or whatever they are. That seems like pretty good odds. Yeah, I'll lock that one in. You would think they would move up just from that. You would think that would be enough. Money comes in, that moves the line, that moves the odds. And their odds have moved, but so is everyone else's. Everyone else is kind of moving around, too. Bears went up a lot. The Jaguars went up a little bit. These teams aren't going to win the Super Bowl, but their odds got better. The Patriots' odds did get better, but they didn't get better than Green Bay. They didn't get better than Denver, Baltimore, Seattle, who lost this past weekend. And it's not like they're some team, right? Sam Darnold and that team, what have they won that has everybody all worked up about it? Ravens have gone there. You know, they've made deep playoff runs before, at least, in, you know, recent iterations. The Broncos ahead of you, I'd imagine the Broncos and the Patriots, wherever they are, they'd be close to each other. I just didn't think it'd be down at the bottom of the top 10, while the Chiefs are still plus 1,000, tied with the Colts. Buffalo is now the main team in the AFC, which that I kind of understand. You got an MVP there. Baltimore, you got an MVP there too. People will put money down on the MVP and assume that if the Chiefs aren't there, it's going to be their big opportunity for those teams to do it. But like I said the other day, I don't think that that opens the door for those teams because they're not playing great right now. I think that opens the door for these young bucks, for these up-and-comers. And that puts them in a position where they can sort of establish something here, plant their flag a little bit, and show these other teams, hey, guys, your window's closed. Buffalo, you had your chance. You blew it. Baltimore, you had your chance too. You guys couldn't get past Kansas City, and now it's our turn. And maybe I'm being naive. You know, there's still six games left to go here. And maybe I'm being naive in assuming that the Patriots or the Colts or the Broncos or any of these teams can keep it up all year and into the playoffs. But something just tells me that Buffalo and Baltimore has been weak this year because Jackson's been hurt and Jackson gets hurt a lot. I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't go back down again. He almost missed his last game, didn't he? Like, you know, one or two more weeks of him being out and that team's out of the playoff picture too. Buffalo, sure. Buffalo's probably not going anywhere. But Buffalo's defense isn't that good, and when Josh Allen isn't scoring six touchdowns, that team's not really all that dominant. And Josh Allen's not going to go out there and score six touchdowns every week. He just isn't. That was ridiculous, though. I was like, man, Drake May, they should run him down in the end zone more often. Because Josh Allen just, you know, waltzes in there whenever he wants to. That last one, though, when he got up and screamed, I was like, okay. You may have awakened something in Josh Allen here. You may have awakened the beast. Yes, Joe.
It's kind of crazy how Allen started that game last Sunday with the – I get what Johnny was saying about the really bad throw. Like, that two-hand chest pass was awful. But then he ends the game scoring his sixth touchdown, as you said. Just let it all out.
Six touchdowns. One game. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That'll get you right back in the old MVP conversation, wouldn't you think? We've been talking a lot here about the Super Bowl odds. The MVP odds. The MVP odds have now shifted a little bit as well. Josh Allen climbing back up into it, but Drake May still at the top with Matthew Stafford. I think, depending on which book you look at it, DraftKings, Stafford's at 135, May's at 185, Allen at 475. FanDuel I just had up and then I lost it. Let me see here. FanDuel, usually they're pretty close. NFL season awards, MVP, basically the same. A little bit better. Stafford 135, May 175, Allen 450. Josh Allen's got to be thinking, I just scored six touchdowns and I'm still not in the top two here? Come on. I get that. It's not like he's been perfect this year. But it is interesting. As far as Drake May and the adversity that he's overcome, I said this earlier, but just to reiterate, he may not have faced that much adversity, but the Patriots as a team have. And that adversity has come in the form of 4 to 5 years of terrible drafts with a couple of good players, you know, here and there, a handful over that time. But some really, really bad drafts. Been down at the bottom in the NFL in terms of cash spending. They get those awful report cards every year, where the players all just rip on all the facilities and the coaching and everything. No food, no nothing for the families, like just completely ripping the place. To the point now where the owners want to get rid of that survey, which I think is great. I hope that the Players Association fights that tooth and nail. Because whenever that thing comes out, that's at least 2 days worth of content for people like me. So I'm all for that NFLPA survey. And the fact that there's owners out there who are against it and fighting and don't like it tells you that it's working, right? Because they're embarrassed, and they should be. That should be the type of thing that gets put on blast. And these guys, these owners are all wealthy enough to take care of every single one of those gripes that these teams have. Sometimes you hire the wrong coach, fine. All right? Sometimes your strength and conditioning guy is an a-hole, and so then they get a bad grade there. But when they're ripping on the facilities, they're ripping on the food, they're ripping on the family stuff and all that, you know, it's just, it piles on top of itself. And that, I think, paints a much, much clearer picture. But even with all that, if you win, you can still attract talent. But what I've seen this year, in this offseason in particular, has got to be one of the most clear, ringing endorsements ever to going out there and really spending and really investing in your players and really investing in your roster. Because they did that this time around. And the last time they did it, they made the playoffs, which also just so happens to be the last time they made the playoffs.
You excited?
2021. Yes, Robert, I am. 2021, big spending spree, made the playoffs. 4 years of misery. Here we are back in 2025, big spending spree, and you're 9-2. Now, that's not always the way to get back into the mix, you know? Sometimes it's just a temporary bump. But either way, this year in particular, it's not just been, you hit on a couple of guys. You hit on basically everybody. Morgan Moses, Steph Diggs, Robert Spillane, Milton Williams, Carlton Davis. All right, not Carlton Davis, but that's basically the exception that proves the rule. You hit on everybody else. And Davis hasn't exactly been going out there costing you games. Has he been great? No. But he hasn't cost you games. Nothing's cost you games. You can't stop winning. And you're probably going to be 11-2 in a couple of weeks going into the bye week, which is ridiculous. So I would say, and I hope that that's one thing that gets gleaned from this, one lesson that gets learned from ownership and everybody else, is that it's not a coincidence that the last two times that you were in the playoffs and now playoff bound, potentially with a first round bye here, if things keep going the way that they're going, were right after you spent a lot of money and made a big investment in the roster in the offseason. I hope that that's one lesson that gets learned here by everyone involved. It really should. There's no way to ignore it now. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Joe Braverman's going to get you caught up on what's trending, and when we come back, it's the Arcan Fire.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Celtics are trying to get back to above 500 for the first time this season. They're on the road taking on the 2-11 Brooklyn Nets. And the Celtics in control, not by much, though. 82-75 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Leading scorer for Brooklyn is Michael Porter Jr. He's got 22 points. Leading scorer for the Celtics is Peyton Pritchard. He's got 18 points, 5 of 11 shooting, 5 of 10 from 3. Jaylen Brown's got 16. And Anfernee Simons, 11 points off the bench. Josh Minot, 10 points off the bench. Other injury news in the NBA, LeBron James is making his season debut tonight following a sciatica injury. And Giannis will be out 1 to 2 weeks for the Bucks due to a groin strain. Patriots players had the day off from practice today. They will be back at it tomorrow. Head coach Mike Vrabel stated that he expects running back Ramondre Stevenson and receiver Kayshon Boutte to participate in some fashion. In roster news, the Pats signed defensive lineman Fabian Lovett Sr. to the practice squad. Lots of Red Sox transactions today. Multiple trades were made, including Brennan Bernardino, the lefty reliever, is traded to the Rockies. Fellow lefty reliever Chris Murphy was traded to the White Sox for catcher Ronnie Hernandez. Reliever Luis Guerrero was traded to the Rays for infielder Tristan Gray. And Alex Hoppe was traded to the Mariners for Luke Heyman. The team also designated for assignment Josh Winkowski and Nathaniel Lowe. Bruins head out west to face the Anaheim Ducks tomorrow night. Forward Johnny Beecher was claimed off of waivers from Calgary earlier today. And recalled from Providence was defenseman Michael Callahan. And Boston College men's basketball hosted Hampton earlier tonight from Conti Forum. They won that game 63-52. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Pump.
617-779-7937 is your phone number. It's the Christian Arcan Show. WEEI. Just about 9:30. And as we always do right around 9:30, except for shows that are only 3 hours long or 1 hour long shows, like we're going to have on Thursday. Another full foursies tomorrow night, but 9:25 time for the Arcan Fire.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
You know who's really been quiet recently, Arcan? Bill Belichick.
I thought you were going to say Bill Clinton.
Well, that's different for
also,
another story.
Also been quiet lately, sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Very quietly. But
Big news day today.
Definitely. But that's a show for another time. Anyway, Bill Belichick was kind of mentioned in rumors when the Giants job opened up, kind of thinking, ooh, is he going to leave North Carolina potentially to go and to his old team? But he put out a statement. He put out the statement saying, my focus right now is on Wake Forest, da-da-da-da-da. I don't need to get into the entire letter. But essentially, he shut down the rumors, said, I'm focused on Wake Forest. Well, guess what? They lost to Wake Forest, but I figure it's been some time since I gave you the floor just to give me your honest thoughts about the recent news regarding Bill Belichick.
So, well, it wasn't really news. I mean, there was no news. No one reported that he was going to the Giants. There was no credible reporting about that. No one came out and said, oh, yeah, sources inside the Giants organization said there have been talks internally about making an overture to Bill Belichick. That never happened. No one even said it was, no one even really had it as a rumor. It was sort of just like a thought. Just a thought that someone had. Oh, the Giants fired their coach. Oh, you remember who coached the Giants? Bill Belichick coached the Giants. Oh, you know who wants to catch Don Shula and get back into the NFL? Bill Belichick. And that's about as far as your thought can go before you realize, but there's no way. Before you say, but that's obviously not going to happen. There's no way that any team would bring back Bill Belichick at this point. Of course not. Of course not. And the letter I thought was very, very funny. It was very clearly a Jordan production. And it basically, what it does is sort of like what the Kardashians do. Like the Kardashians always have to release a statement about something. They always have to address the rumors that no one even heard of before. Kim Kardashian addresses the rumor that she never peed on Ray J or something. And it's like, I didn't know that was a rumor, guys. Like, I didn't know that. I don't know why it needs to be addressed. I don't know why you even have to bring it up. But Jordan, you can tell, is from that reality TV school of everything has to be addressed. You have to talk about everything. You have to mention everything. It all has to be touched on. Otherwise, people are going to start forgetting about you. And in this particular case, there was no actual news reporting to go off of. So they had to kind of make it up out of whole cloth. Despite circulating rumors, I have not and will not pursue any NFL head coaching vacancies. Okay, Bill. Good to know. I'm sure there's a bunch of team owners out there right now. No, come on, Bill, come on. Since arriving at Chapel Hill, my commitment to the UNC football program has not wavered, except when a Patriots scout wants to come take a look at some of your players. Then it wavers a little bit. We have tremendous support from the university, our alumni, the entire Carolina community. Do you? My focus remains solely on continuing to improve this team, develop our players, and build a program that makes Tar Heel fans proud. We're on to Wake Forest, and then Wake Forest kicked your ass. And had a little rub-it-in touchdown at the end of the game, too. Did you see that? Ooh. Ugly. Bill called a timeout for some reason at the end of that game. I was watching it. I was like, why is he calling a timeout here? There's no need to do that. You're just giving them another opportunity to score a touchdown, which is what they ended up doing, and the loss looked worse than it was. It was 22-12, and then on that last play, they score a touchdown, and it's like, well, kind of asked for that one, didn't you, Bill? Like, that's a little weird. Didn't really understand what the point of that was, but again, hey, listen, he's Bill Belichick, and who the hell am I? Anyway, I thought the letter was kind of sad. I thought it was kind of a sad reality TV Jordan production. And I think that a lot of what we've seen since he arrived at Chapel Hill has been a sad reality TV Jordan production. So I guess that tracks.
I'll stay with football here and talk about, I guess, what's turning into a controversy. Now, I don't know how big you are in the wrestling world, you know, WWE, stuff like that.
I'm not big into it, but I don't know. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, that's why I'm here. That's okay. Why we have the Arcane Fire. Someone made an appearance on Monday Night Raw last night, which is the show that they have.
I do know what you're talking about.
And that would be one Cam Scataboo, of course. He took the world by storm, but here he is. Zach's throwing it up on the Twitch chat. But even though he's on injured reserve, and even though he's had a significant leg injury, he decides to get physical with a couple of wrestlers, and you can kind of see a little bit here and there, just some pushing and shoving and some fake punches, obviously. You know, sorry, wrestling fans, but those are some fake punches there. So I guess some people have an issue with Scataboo getting physical like this, quote-unquote physical, despite being on injured reserve and having that really nasty injury a while back. I don't see an issue with it. Do you see an issue with it?
No. If he was out there in the ring doing flips and stuff, then okay. But he's in the crowd. He's in the stand. I didn't actually see the clip. He's in the stands. That looks like, was that Andrew Schultz next to him, the comedian?
I had Zach check it for me. Yes, it was Andrew Schultz.
Okay, I thought so. I don't know who that big dude behind him in the Yankee jersey was, but that looked like somebody too. That guy's huge, whoever that is. Scataboo's not a particularly tall guy. But yeah, I'm looking at it there. It's Andrew Schultz standing next to him with the mustache. I don't know who the big guy in the Yankee jersey is. But, yeah, Scataboo pushes. Who are these wrestlers? What are their names? Do we know?
I could not tell you.
Okay. Well, I don't know who they are either. But Schultz getting tossed around. It's pretty funny. Scataboo staring the guy down. I read somewhere that someone made fun of Scataboo and said he couldn't read or write or something like that, which is kind of like, kind of a brave card for a pro wrestler to play. But, hey, again, not my lane. I don't know. Maybe these guys are like the smart wrestlers. Could be. I don't know. The only ever smart wrestler I remember was IRS, Irwin R. Scheister, a.k.a. Mike Rotunda, who was like, his whole thing was he wore like a suit, sleeves ripped off of the thing, Bill Belichick style. And he had like glasses and a tie. And he was like a tax guy. Like, he was like this diesel tax guy who would come out. I forget what his finishing move was, but it was something like tax related. Like, it was a funny thing. And that was the only guy who I ever thought was like a smart wrestler. He just seemed smart. Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. He was more like street smart. Everybody has a price. Good lesson for a young child to learn with the Million Dollar Man. But yeah, the IRS, he was the smart one. I don't know. If they were going after Scataboo for not being smart, that's kind of funny, I guess. I don't have a problem with him doing that. Again, he was in the crowd. He pushed a guy pushed them back. No one actually did anything, and who the hell cares? If the Giants have a problem with that, then they're a bunch of babies.
And Scataboo did have a response on Twitter. He put this out earlier today. He says, A, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box, trying to find stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week. And just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say.
Jeez. So that's a little Kardashian-y there too, huh? If you don't like that I'm living my life, well then just, you don't have to. Okay, Cam's got to, but relax. Grash Uriza in the Twitch chat says the wrestlers are Finn Balor, Dominic Mysterio, and JD McDonagh. JD McDonagh sounds like someone who writes for the Boston Globe. Dominic Mysterio, any relation to Rey Mysterio? I remember him. Oh, yes, Dirty Dom, Rey Mysterio Jr.'s kid. He should have been Rey Mysterio III, really. Rey Mysterio Jr., that was about when I stopped watching wrestling, was when him and Ultimo Dragon and Dean Malenko and those guys were all in the cruiserweight division. And I used to love watching those guys, like the Luchadors. With the masks, jumping, doing backflips and stuff. I thought that was cool. I was kind of into that. Ultimo Dragon and Rey Mysterio, I liked them. And that was about it. I stopped watching kind of after they were popular in the WCW. And now Rey Mysterio's kid's out there wrestling. That's cool. Does he do backflips and stuff? You don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's cool if that's what's going on. But, yeah, that's what I remember Rey Mysterio doing that move where you jump up and you flip a guy over with your feet. I always thought that was cool. That looked cool as hell. The Hurricane Rana, I think it was called. Anyway, don't have a problem with Cam Scatabu doing that. If he played for the Patriots and did that while he was on IR, wouldn't care. He's on IR. If he was up there in the ring doing Rey Mysterio moves, fine. But he wasn't. He was in the crowd pushing a guy. Who gives a crap?
Hadouken! Well, that's good to know that if anything calls, you'll have that wrestling knowledge for you. You love college football season, I'm assuming. Or I shouldn't preface that. You love college football.
What are you bowl making these like weird statements? Like, you love college football season. I don't love college football.
No,
it's
I'm trying to make these jokes that are simply not true. But,
okay. You don't have to lean heavy into the jokes. I'll make the jokes. You would just ask the questions.
Okay. Simple question here. Pop-Tarts Bowl. You're familiar with that bowl game, of course.
Pop-Tarts Bowl? I'm actually not, but okay. Oh, I know that there is a Pop-Tarts Bowl.
Yeah, there is a Pop-Tarts Bowl, and what's been going on the past couple of years is that they sacrifice a mascot where...
Yeah, they put one in the toaster, right?
Right, yeah, and then it comes out as a real-life Pop-Tart. Well, it started with one, it went to three, and now the Pop-Tarts Bowl announced that there are six edible mascots. Here it is from Nicole Auerbach on Twitter. We are getting six edible mascots at this year's Pop-Tarts Bowl. Three on Team Sprinkles, three on Team Swirls. Fans get to vote on which mascot team to sacrifice to mouth heaven at game's end. The biggest edible
mascot. Time out. Sacrifice to mouth heaven? What is that?
They put mouth heaven in, like, they capitalize it. So mouth heaven is a place, apparently.
Oh it sure is. Mouth
place.
Heaven. Hey, baby, we're going to mouth heaven tonight. Like, what? That is a weird thing to say, Nicole Auerbach. Anyway, go on. Sorry.
Says fans get to vote. Sacrifice mouth heaven. The biggest edible mascot sacrifice ever. The ever is all caps.
Okay. Well, then okay. I only care about mouth heaven. They're going a little overboard with this. This kind of reminds me of when you remember those Geico ads with the cavemen? You know, they made like a show with the cavemen, and it was like, okay, you had something fun there for a little while with the cavemen. You didn't need to make a show out of it, guys. You know, that was really unnecessary. This feels like kind of we're veering towards that. We're veering towards the caveman TV show with this. It was funny when they had the one Pop-Tart, and they put it in the toaster, and then they had a giant Pop-Tart come out of the toaster. That was funny. Now they have like two teams, Team Swirl and Team Sprinkles, and we're going to mouth heaven. Like, what is happening here? They're going way overboard with this. I'm all for trying to have fun and do fun stuff. You can also just make it a tradition. The one Pop-Tart tradition would have been just fine. You want to make it two? Fine. Six of them? You need six of them now? That's preposterous. We're dangerously close to the caveman TV show here.
Were you a Pop-Tarts guy growing up? Did you like Pop-Tarts?
I'm still a Pop-Tarts guy now.
What's your favorite kind?
I like the s'mores kind. Big fan of the s'mores. Really, I mean, all the Pop-Tarts with frosting on it are all kind of the same, and all the ones with no frosting are kind of the same, too. Once you've had the frost, it's like flying first class. You can't go back to the non-frosted Pop-Tarts. You know, it's like eating a wafer at church, you know? It's like, well, this isn't, you know. Once you had the one with the frosting on it, it's a totally different thing. And the s'mores one were the best. With the marshmallow and the chocolate, like that was prime. That may have been the peak of Pop-Tart, was the s'mores. I don't know if they ever topped that. I don't think they did. So that's where I stand.
You'd
on
be
all
voting
of that.
For the s'mores out of if that's an option of one of the six. You would be voting for it.
What?
They voting said fans what? Fans get to vote on which Pop-Tart gets sacrificed to mouth heaven.
Oh,
I'm saying if s'mores was one of the options, you would sacrifice.
Oh,
it?
Definitely. Oh, yeah. So s'mores would be number one. They'd be going to mouth heaven immediately. Pause. Yeah, so there you go.
It's time to go behind the glass for the producer's point on the Christian Arcan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Woo! I don't know how we're getting back from mouth heaven, but we're going to try it here with this producer's point. I kind of want to get into the Ja'Marr Chase situation and really the factor into it, because obviously everyone's going to make the point of, oh, Ja'Marr Chase is suspended. They're going to have an easy schedule. Again, let me just say it like this. I believe if Ja'Marr Chase was even playing, if he wasn't suspended for the spitting, the Patriots still would be favored in that game. You know why? Because the Bengals don't have a defense. You got an offense as good as it's playing in the Patriots and Drake May. I would expect Drake May to run circles around that Bengals defense, regardless of if Ja'Marr Chase is on the other side or not. So ultimately, this Ja'Marr Chase suspension is really a moot point, because even though it's early in the week, it's Tuesday, I still put the Patriots as a big favorite this Sunday against the Bengals in Cincinnati. They're road warriors, and Cincinnati doesn't have any kind of defense. So no Chase. Chase doesn't matter. Patriots are still favored over the Bengals.
There you go. That is the producer's point, one that I agree with. I think even if Chase was playing, I'd still have the Patriots winning this game. It'll probably just be an easier win now than it would have been before. Getting a lot of texts right now. You bring up wrestling, the text line goes crazy, as does the Twitch chat. Number one, the big guy in the Yankee jersey, Abdul Carter. That was Abdul Carter that was there. Didn't he just get in trouble? Didn't Abdul Carter get...
The report was he slept through a walkthrough.
And then he went to Monday Night Raw. That's funny. So he slept through the walkthrough. What, did they bench him for like the first quarter or something? They bench him the whole game? I don't remember exactly what that story was. But that's a worse look for him, definitely.
He was benched for the opening defensive series last Sunday.
Okay, benched for a series for sleeping through a walkthrough? How do you sleep through a walkthrough? Don't you have to walk through it? Like, was he asleep on his feet? And then he's going to Monday Night Raw right after that? I don't know about that. I don't know about that, Abdul Carter. I loved Abdul Carter in college. He has not been great so far. In fact, you look at the draft. It's not been, you know, Cam Ward's been schmeh. Travis Hunter injured. It's not a great look here up at the top of that draft.
By the way, you're asking how Carter fell asleep. He was at the team facility and he was in recovery treatment due to a scheduling mix-up, according to his words.
Okay. Ward, Travis Hunter, it pains me to say it. He had his best game right before he got hurt, but not a super impressive rookie year. Abdul Carter's getting benched. Will Campbell, I mean, listen, out of those top four, Will Campbell's looking pretty good. Mason Graham's been good. Janty, not really. Membu with the Jets, their tackle play was pretty good. Ted McMillan's been okay. You know, I mean, it's not, maybe this is going to end up being not a great draft period, but it's really looking like the Patriots did okay. Also, there's a whole bunch of wrestling messages that I can't get into right
now.
We
need to get Keith in here.
We'll be here all night. I also don't follow it close enough to even know if any of this is true. So I'll just take your word for it there in the Twitch chat, and we'll do wrestling some other night. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Clickbait wraps things up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A couple of minutes left. It means it's time for Courtney Cox's favorite segment. That, of course, would be clickbait. Before we get to clickbait, I want to say happy birthday to David Ortiz. It's Big Poppy's birthday today, along with my wife's birthday. So happy birthday to both Big Poppy and to my wife, Cindy, two people of equal importance in my life. I'm just kidding. David Ortiz is way more important. I'm just kidding. Once again, happy birthday to everybody who's celebrating one today. And with that, let's get to clickbait, which today takes us to, well, the site of a very unfortunate dog owner.
A Berks County man says he was accidentally shot by his dog. The man
time
told
out.
Police.
Time out, time out, time out. Can a dog shoot you on purpose? Imagine that. They call in, what happened? My dog shot me by accident? No. No. Dog looked me right in the eye and said, you fetch. Or something, I don't know. Accidentally shot by the dog. Go on.
A Berks County man says he was accidentally shot by his dog. The man told police he was cleaning a shotgun and put it down on his bed. When the man sat down on the bed, he says the dog jumped up onto the bed.
Okay, time out again. We got a whole bunch of logistical errors here. Number one, cleaning the shotgun while it's loaded, are we? I don't own a gun, but I feel like that's one of the pretty obvious ones. You gotta take the bullets or the shells or whatever out of the gun before you clean it. Seems like day one stuff. Number two, he cleans the shotgun with the shells in it, places the shotgun on the bed, places it in a place where if it were to go off, it would hit him, and then gets on the bed too, next to it, which just, again, logistically, kind of asking for it at some point. And then what happens?
When the man sat down on the bed, he says the dog jumped up onto the bed, causing the firearm to discharge and strike him in the lower back. The man was rushed to the hospital where he underwent surgery.
Okay. I don't want to make too much fun of this guy because I don't know if he lived or not. I don't want to make fun of a fellow who's no longer with us. However, let this be a lesson to all gun owners and, for that matter, dog owners. Dogs jump up on the furniture. They just do. It's something that happens. Now, this was in Pennsylvania, right? So, you know, it's not like it was in the deep South where you'd imagine everybody's got guns all the time, right? This is out in Pennsylvania somewhere. Guy's cleaning his gun. He's got a shotgun. And he puts it on the bed. The dog jumps up on the bed. The gun goes off and it shoots him in the back. Lower back, too. That's, you know, spinal studs. That's scary.
By the way, a recent update, he's expected to survive.
Gonna survive. Okay, good. Well, then we can make fun of him now. You idiot. What are you doing? What the hell are you doing? So much wrong with this. Cleaning the guns, fine. Clean your guns. Don't clean them while they're loaded, you moron. And if you have a dog that, I don't know, jumps up on stuff, maybe don't have the gun somewhere where the dog can jump on it. And if, God forbid, that happens, don't be in the line of fire, you bozo. Like, what? That's wild. And what kind of call to the 911 does that have to be? I think I might just lie there and die rather than call 911 and say my dog just shot me because I left the gun on the bed and then I was lying down next to it and it was loaded and the dog jumped on the bed and it shot it off. The more I say this, the more I wonder, could this be like a cover story for something else? Because this, you know what this sounds like? When like a baseball player gets injured and they're like, well, I was just carrying the groceries up the stairs and all of a sudden I tore my labrum. And it's like, well, what? Something happened. Something happened there. This seems almost like a dog ate my homework excuse, except it's a dog shot my gun at me excuse. I'm starting to wonder if maybe this is just a mirage. You know, a little smoke bomb. I don't know what actually happened. But the more I talk this one out, the less likely it seems, right? Doesn't this seem kind of far-fetched?
I'm just still trying to... Oh, I see what you did there. Far-fetched.
Far-fetched. I didn't even mean to.
Unintentional. I'm just trying to figure out how the dog can trigger the gun by jumping onto the bed. Like, did its paw...
Get your paw on the trigger? I don't know. I mean, yeah, something like that. That's pretty unlucky, though, if that's the case. Shotgun, it's not like there's this big trigger. It's a little trigger. The dog would have to jump up, get the paw on the trigger, and get it in such a way. I don't know, maybe it's like a hair trigger. You just touch it and it goes off.
Yeah,
could be
also,
one. It could be one of those.
Also, don't you have to, like, cock a shotgun before you fire it off?
I guess.
Like, it's got to make that ch-ch-ch noise.
Yeah, but if it was already loaded, you know, maybe it was ready to go. But, yeah, that's another thing. Like, you load it up, I don't know what kind of shotgun it is. Yeah, this story's got some holes in it, much like this guy's back. There's some holes in this story, unfortunately. I need more. I think we're going to have to do a follow-up on this one. A clickbait follow-up. We don't often do that. But I need to know more about this. They need to investigate this. Maybe the dog needs to be brought up on charges. I have a feeling the dog's not going to testify. At any rate, that's all the time we have here tonight. Want to say thanks to Mike Dussault. Great job behind the glass. Joe Braverman, we're back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Another full four-hour show. Mike DeBate from Sports Illustrated going to join me. We'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.